You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So the government have said that they're reviewing live animal export, but in their cabinet paper, they've said they're only reviewing the export of cows, goats, sheep and deer. So they're excluding 99% of the farmed animals that we export.
Why is this so important?
Why is it an issue that SAFE cares about?
Well, by their own admission, our government has said they, in this report, they have no control over animal welfare standards in destination countries. So the only way that we see that we can ensure animal welfare is protected is for a complete ban on the live export of all farmed animals to countries with lower animal welfare standards.
So could you explain to me, firstly, where the export animals go, and then secondly, what happens to them when they're exported, or when they arrive, rather?
New Zealand exports a variety of animals, the majority of which are day-old chicks. Most of our cows, they go to China, where there is no provision for animals to be stunned unconscious before they're slaughtered. And the majority of our day-old chicks are exported to countries with lower animal welfare standards and kept in cramped factory farms. But in reality, all these animals that we export are eventually slaughtered, often by means deemed too cruel to be legal in New Zealand.
What kind of actions have the New Zealand government taken in the past to prevent this sort of thing from happening?
In 2003, the Labor government at the time actually banned the live export of animals for slaughter. However, there's still this loophole that animals can be exported for breeding, which adds up to millions of animals being exported every year. But these animals are still eventually slaughtered, often by means deemed too cruel.
And that's interesting you say that, it means by too cruel, and I was just wondering if you could sort of expand on that. What would that sort of cruelty look like?
Sure. So in New Zealand, we require animals to be stunned unconscious before their throats are slit and they're slaughtered, so they're unconscious at the time of slaughter. So in China and the majority of countries that we export to, they do not require that same standard.
So what you're saying is that they're still alive, or they're conscious at least once they're slaughtered? So
correct,
say, who would stopping the export of animals affect? Would it affect, and I'm talking more the people who export them, so who would that be affect? Obviously farmers is one, but then could you expand on that a little bit more? Who else would it affect?
Well, the live export corporations that come and take New Zealand animals, they're not even New Zealand companies. They're Australian companies and other countries' companies that contact the government and take our animals away. The reality is that the government is very secretive about this trade, so we actually know very little about who is involved. There's no transparency. We don't know much about what happens.
Do you think that that is deliberate?
I think that the public find live export truly abhorrent, and that is why the government in 2003 banned the live export of animals for slaughter. So I think the fact that they're doing it now through these loopholes, they have to keep it hidden because the public is just so upset by it.
And what kind of changes would you recommend to the proposed review, if you had a say in that?
Yeah, so we would like the government to consider in their review the live export of all farmed animals, and we really want them to include day-old chicks because they are actually about 99% of the animals that we export. And we would like our government to take a strong position at the end of this review and end the live export of farmed animals to countries with lower animal welfare, transport and slaughter standards than New Zealand.
And just before I let you go, Mona, I was wondering if you had sort of any final thoughts or anything that you'd like to say?
It would be great if people could sign our petition. We're asking the government to end live export of animals to countries with lower animal welfare standards, and they can find it at safe.org.nz.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.